February 17. Only one pattern. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. If we gaze even a moment upon the sun in its meridian glory, when we turn away our eyes, the image of the sun will appear in everything upon which we look. Thus it is when we behold Jesus, everything we look upon reflects his image, the Son of Righteousness. We cannot see anything else or talk of anything else. His image is imprinted upon the eye of the soul and affects every portion of our daily life, softening and subduing our whole nature. By beholding, we are conformed to the divine similitude, even the likeness of Christ. To all with whom we associate, we reflect the bright and cheerful beams of his righteousness. Jesus was a perfect pattern of what we should be. He was the strictest observer of his Father's law, yet he moved in perfect freedom. He had all the fervor of the enthusiast, yet he was calm, sober, and self-possessed. He was elevated above the common affairs of the world, yet he did not exclude himself from society. He dined with publicans and sinners, played with little children, and took them in his arms and blessed them. He graced the wedding feast with his presence. He shed tears at the grave of Lazarus. He was a lover of the beautiful in nature and used the lilies to illustrate the value of natural simplicity in the sight of God above artificial display. He used the occupation of the husbandman to illustrate the most sublime truths. His zeal never degenerated into passion, nor his consistency into selfish obstinacy. His benevolence never savored of weakness, nor his sympathy of sentimentalism. He combined the innocence and simplicity of the child with manly strength, all-absorbing devotion to God with tender love for man. He possessed commanding dignity combined with the winning grace of humility. He manifested unyielding firmness with gentleness. May we daily live in close connection with this perfect, faultless character. We have not six patterns to follow, nor five. We have only one, and that is Christ Jesus.